Welcome to Royals Stadium in Kansas City, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Kansas City Royals. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Deion James. Batting second. The second baseman, Tom Brookins. Batting third. The left fielder, Candy Maldonado. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Corey Snyder. Batting fifth. The DH, Albert Bell. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Keith Hernandez. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Brooke Jacoby. Batting eighth. The catcher, Sandy Alomar. Batting ninth. The shortstop, Felix Firmin. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, John Farrell. For the Kansas City Royals. Batting in the leadoff spot. The DH, Gerald Perry. Batting second. The third baseman, Kevin Seitzer. Batting third. The first baseman, George Brett. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Bo Jackson. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Jim Eisenreich. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Kurt Stillwell. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Willie Wilson. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Frank White. Batting ninth. The catcher, Bob Boone. Pitching for the Kansas City Royals, Storm Davis. And now, play ball. Deion James is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. James hits a fly ball into center field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tom Brookins is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Brookins hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Candy Maldonado is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Maldonado strikes out. Two outs. Corey Snyder is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Snyder hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Brookins moves to third. Albert Bell is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Bell strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Gerald Perry is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Perry hits a line drive into center field. James settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Kevin Seitzer is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Seitzer hits a line drive into right field. Snyder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. George Brett is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Brett strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Royals nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Keith Hernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Hernandez hits a ball on the ground towards first. Brett scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Hernandez for the out. One out. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacoby hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. White settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Sandy Alomar batting right, is at the plate with a count of three balls and one strike. Alomar takes first base on ball four. Felix Firmin is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Firmin hits a ball on the ground towards shortstop. Stillwell fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Bo Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Jackson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Hernandez scoops it up and throws to first, with Farrell covering, for the out. One out. Jim Eisenreich is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Eisenreich hits a pop-up into left field. Maldonado settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Kurt Stillwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stillwell hits a fly ball into right field. Snyder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Royals nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Deion James is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. James is 0 for 1 in the game. James hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. White scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Tom Brookins is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Brookins is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Brookins hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Candy Maldonado is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Maldonado is 0 for 1 in the game. Maldonado strikes out. Two outs. Corey Snyder is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Snyder is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Snyder hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stillwell fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Willie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Wilson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Brookins fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Wilson. The throw from Alomar and he is out, Brookins applying the tag. One out. Frank White batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. White hits a ball on the ground towards short. Fermin misplays the ball. That's an error on Fermin. Bob Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Boone hits a ball on the ground towards short. Fermin fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Royals nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Albert Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Bell is 0 for 1 in the game. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stillwell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Keith Hernandez is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Hernandez is 0 for 1 in the game. Hernandez hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Jacoby is 0 for 1 in the game. Jacoby hits a fly ball into center field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Sandy Alomar is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Alomar is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Alomar strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Gerald Perry batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Perry is 0 for 1 in the game. Perry takes first base on ball 4. Kevin Seitzer is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Seitzer is 0 for 1 in the game. Seitzer hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Alomar settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Brett is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Brett is 0 for 1 in the game. Brett hits a fly ball into center field. James settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bo Jackson is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Jackson is 0 for 1 in the game. Jackson hits a fly ball into right field. Snyder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Royals nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Felix Fermin batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Furman is 0-for-1 in the game. Furman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. White scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Deion James is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. James is 0-for-2 in the game. James hits a fly ball into center field. Wilson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tom Brookins is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Brookins is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles. Brookins hits a fly ball into left field. Jackson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Jim Eisenreich is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Eisenreich is 0-for-1 in the game. Eisenreich strikes out. One out. Kurt Stillwell is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Stillwell is 0-for-1 in the game. Stillwell hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Maldonado. Stillwell reaches second base with a double. Willie Wilson is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Wilson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Wilson hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of James who is chasing the ball. Wilson reaches third base with a triple. Stillwell scores. It's 1-0, Royals. Frank White is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. White is 0-for-1 in the game. White takes first base on ball 4. Bob Boone is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and no strikes. Boone is 0-for-1 in the game. Boone bunts towards the mound. Farrell fields it and throws to first for the out. Wilson scores. White moves to second. Two outs. It's 2-0, Royals. Gerald Perry is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Perry is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Perry hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jacoby fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Royals 2, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Candy Maldonado is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 1 strike. Maldonado is 0-for-2 in the game. Maldonado hits a fly ball into right field. Eisenreich settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Corey Snyder is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Snyder is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Snyder strikes out. Two outs. Albert Bell is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Bell is 0-for-2 in the game. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Seitzer fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Royals 2, and the Indians nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Kevin Seitzer is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Seitzer is 0-for-2 in the game. Seitzer hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Brookins scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. George Brett batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Brett is 0-for-2 in the game. Brett hits a line drive into left field. Maldonado settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bo Jackson is at the plate with a count of 0 balls and 2 strikes. Jackson is 0-for-2 in the game. Jackson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Jacoby fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Royals 2, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Keith Hernandez is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Hernandez is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Hernandez hits a ball on the ground towards third. Seitzer fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Brooke Jacoby batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Jacoby is 0-for-2 in the game. Jacoby hits a line drive into right field. Eisenreich settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Sandy Alomar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alomar is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Alomar hits a fly ball into center field for a base hit. Carlos Berga pinch hits for Felix Fermin. Carlos Berga is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Berga hits a fly ball into left field. Jackson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Royals 2, and the Indians nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Rafael Santana now playing shortstop. Jim Eisenreich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Eisenreich is 0 for 2 in the game. Eisenreich hits a line drive into right field. Snyder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Kurt Stillwell batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Stillwell is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Stillwell takes first base on ball 4. Willie Wilson is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Wilson is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got 1 RBI. Wilson hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Stillwell moves to third. Steve Jeltz pinch runs for Kurt Stillwell. Frank White is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. White is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, White hits a ball on the ground towards first. Hernandez has Jeltz trapped. There's the throw to Alomar and over to Jacoby, who tags Jeltz for the out. Wilson moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Bob Boone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boone is 0 for 1 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Boone hits a pop-up into right field, out of the reach of Snyder. Boone reaches second base with a double. Wilson scores. White goes all the way around to score. It's 4-0, Royals. Kevin Wickender now pitching. Gerald Perry batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Perry is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Perry takes first base on ball 4. Kevin Seitzer is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Seitzer is 0 for 3 in the game. Seitzer hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. There goes Boone trying to get to home. Maldonado throws the ball into Alomar, who tags Boone, who's trying to score from second, for the out. Perry moves to second. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Royals 4, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Steve Jeltz now playing shortstop. Jeff Montgomery now pitching. Deion James is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. James is 0 for 3 in the game. James hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Tom Brookins is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Brookins is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. Brookins strikes out. 1 out. Candy Maldonado is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Maldonado is 0 for 3 in the game. Maldonado hits a fly ball into right field. Eisenreich settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Corey Snyder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Snyder is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Snyder hits a ball on the ground towards third. Seitzer fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Royals 4, and the Indians nothing. The Royals will come to bat. George Brett is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Brett is 0 for 3 in the game. Brett takes first base on ball 4. Bo Jackson is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Jackson is 0 for 3 in the game. Jackson strikes out. 1 out. Jim Eisenreich is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Eisenreich is 0-for-3 in the game. Eisenreich hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Maldonado. Eisenreich reaches second base with a double. Brett moves to third. Al Nipper now pitching. Steve Jeltz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jeltz hits a fly ball into right field. Snyder settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Brett tags and scores. Two outs. It's 5-0, Royals. Willie Wilson is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Wilson is 3-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles and a triple. He's got 1 RBI. Wilson takes first base on ball 4. Frank White is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. White is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. White hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Maldonado. White reaches second base with a double. Eisenreich scores. Wilson goes all the way around to score. It's 7-0, Royals. Bill Pecota pinch runs for Frank White. Bob Boone batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Boone is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got 3 RBIs. Boone takes first base on ball 4. Gerald Perry is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Perry is 0-for-2 in the game. With 2 walks. Perry strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Royals 7, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Steve Jeltz now playing second base. Bill Pecotin now playing shortstop. Steve Farr now pitching. Albert Bell is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Bell is 0-for-3 in the game. Bell hits a fly ball into center field for a base hit. Keith Hernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hernandez is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Hernandez hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bell moves to second. Brooke Jacoby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jacoby is 0-for-3 in the game. Jacoby hits a fly ball into left field. Jackson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Sandy Alomar is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Alomar is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Alomar hits a ball on the ground towards third. Seitzer fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The game is over. The final score, Kansas City Royals, 7, and Cleveland Indians, 0. Goodbye from Royals Stadium in Kansas City.